Continue with the issue of renouncing rights on Shabbos. A person wants to renounce the rights in order to enable other people to carry in that chatzar, the residence. So in the scenario of an heir, which was the Yoresh case, which we discussed yesterday. So the Gemara pins this discussion on the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which is a broader discussion about whether or not one is even permitted to renounce rights to a domain space on Shabbos. Beis Shammai held categorically that renunciation may never be done after Shabbos begins, while Beis Hillel says even after nightfall. So comes Ula in the Gemara, and he comes to explain the reasoning of Beis Hillel. He uses language, Nasek Omer Kalech Eitzel Yafos. It's comparable to a person who says, turn toward the high quality ones. Where does this come from? So commentaries explain there's a concept from the laws of Truma. Some person goes ahead into someone's field, separates Truma for somebody else. The other person doesn't have any knowledge of this activity. Then when the owner comes home and he sees his pile and he finds out, he says, why did you choose specifically from that part of the field for yourself, for Truma? There's a higher quality stuff to use as Truma. And what you took is considered Truma already. So you could go, you could take another area, which is on a higher level. And then the part that you already took is going to be considered separated. So long as there was high quality stuff elsewhere. So how does this work? And the way that it works, it's a retroactive sort of transaction, a retroactive acquiescence. The owner shows he was happy with the person being an agent for separating Truma. So comes Ula and says, that's exactly what the calculation of Beis Hillel was. And Beis Hillel said that comes Shabbos night and person hasn't renounced their rights of domain. So what's going to happen? The other people in the chatzar are not going to be able to carry. And by making an error, he forgot. So the halacha is, this person can renounce his rights and retroactively, everybody else will be allowed to carry. So he can say that his intention, therefore, it's not a full transaction of Rishus on Shabbos. Rashi explains, just a symbol of his intention from the get-go. Now, for another comment of the Nesivos, who we learned a few dapim ago of Lorbabam. First, the Ktosa Choshen, who will quote, that was the Ravari Leib Heller, counterpart of Lorbaman, usually they are studied together. The Baal Nesivos, Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Samach Beis Siv Aleph. So the Ktosa is based on our Gemara. The one who forgets to do a bitul chametz, we know Torah commands us that we're not supposed to have chametz on Pesach, Bal Yirai Bal Matzeh, the Torah prohibition of owning chametz, seeing chametz. So we have to actually get rid of our chametz. We do a bitul, we make a nullification of chametz just before Pesach comes in. So let's say a person forgot and didn't nullify the chametz. The 6 hour comes, and then the person realizes, 6 hour has already passed, and I didn't nullify my chametz yet. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is, says Ktosa Choshen, the chametz is not prohibited, and given the status now, and given the status of chametz shavar lava Pesach, that's chametz that Pesach came by, now it's considered problematic. So even though one may not nullify chametz after the time of the prohibition kicks in, Based on the Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin, we say this person was mevatel. He did nullify immediately when he remembered. Right when he remembered, he said, "Okay, I wanna balya that line that we say kol chametz that I have in my possession. Ka'afra the aram, nullify it." Right, demonstrating that his original intention was actually to do the nullification. So Nesivos argues with the Ketzos and he says that surely we all know he doesn't want the chametz in his possession, and it's not in his possession regarding the Isur Hana, the prohibition to benefit. But there is no choice. Rachmana Akmein Baal Korcha B'Shusid. That's the halacha by chametz. It's stuck in your property. There's no way out. So that's one rejection of the Ketzos. Another rejection of the Ketzos is in the Shal Sechus Oneg Yom Tov or Chaim Simon Lamed Alf. He says that one may not be lenient in the case of the chametz based on Rava's Psach and Psachim Dav Vav Lamed Alf, that one may not be mevatel after the 6 hour begins. He says categorically you can't do anything. So we don't say retroactively by a prohibition like this, therefore the chametz would indeed fall into chametz Shavar Lava Pesach according to this argument against the Ketzos HaChoshen.